everyone, my name is Daniel, and I'm here today with Ace Reddy, the one and only. And if you don't know who Ace Reddy is, let me just give you a quick introduction because I'm super excited to have you. Such a big man coming to my show. Ace Reddy, again, is someone who's for the past 8 years has built an amazing brand. I mean, the guy is considered, or highly regarded, considered to be one of the best and funniest guys I ever known. I mean, he's a meme king. He's a Facebook ad expert. He's an e-commerce dude that has been rocking it and done millions of revenue for over for thousands of clients from so many different countries. I mean, why am I talking about? Let me just introduce you to Ace Reddy. Ace, first of all, thank you for coming to my show. It's a great pleasure. I've been following you for a while, and again, it's just amazing. I love it if you can tell to our audience, who are you and a little bit about your background.
Well, thanks for having me, bro. Really glad to be on the show. So guys, my name is Ace Reddy. I've been in this business since I was 14 years old. So I've been in this business for 7 years. I'm 21 now. I have close to, I'm not bragging by the way, I don't really like to brag, but I just think it's a good thing to say it. I have 5,000 students from 120 different countries. So if you're familiar with the ClickFunnels community at all, there's the whole 2-comma club award thing, right? So I have testimonials from at least 20 2-comma club winners and 2 8-figure club members. So that's like the guys that made 10 million plus. So that's thing number one. And I'm also regarded as an e-commerce expert because we've scaled an e-commerce store to $4.5 million in sales using Facebook ads. And that's just one store. We have multiple stores like that. My students, not even me, right? It's like even my students have done collectively over $8 million in revenue. So like two guys credit me, Chris Funnel and Brent Shepard credited my Facebook ad system to helping them hit their 2-comma club award. So I guess, you know, I'm a pretty introverted guy, by the way. So if you guys know that, I'm very introverted. That's why I like posting memes and stuff, because it kind of gives you that release, right? You're behind the computer screen, just posting memes and it's fun. So that's really about it, guys. Like, I understand Facebook ads very well. I understand business pretty well, I guess. And here we are on the interview. One thing I do understand very well is building a brand. Because like right now, I feel like at least for 2 years, right? At least for the last 2 years, I think I've been the most recommended e-commerce guy in the ClickFunnels group ever, like for the last 2 years. Like, it's been consistent. See all these gurus coming in, they get recommended once, they get recommended twice. That's not been the case with me. I've always been recommended the most in these groups. And the whole thing, like, and the point is, this is something that you can create in your niche as well. Like, it's not like I'm not a magician. I'm not from outer space. Like, I'm not a god. I'm nothing like that. I'm just a normal guy who just happens to have skills to build a brand. And hopefully in this interview, I'm going to show you guys some of those secrets that you could go out and use there to make some money. So that's my intro.
That's an amazing intro, man. And Ace Ray said something that I should have addressed earlier. This interview will be about how to be the go-to guy in any industry, in your industry, in about 30 days. Something that I think Ace has proven us already, that he knows a lot about. Because I can tell you from our own experience, and many of you don't know that, but I've been into e-commerce. I've been doing e-commerce for about 7 years. I remember when I found the ClickFunnels group, and if you're not a member, highly suggest you to. But I remember just entering those groups and saying and studying about e-commerce and about marketing. And I can tell you that Ace Reddy just was the guy that was always recommended by others. I mean, it was quite amazing. I've never heard about you, man. But then whenever I saw a question about e-commerce, I mean, people were like tagging him like crazy. And then I just saw his profile and I fell in love, not just because he provides awesome content and he always provides a lot of content, but because of his memes, man, I just can't. I need your daily meme. It's just so funny.
You're addicted.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So yeah. This was the introduction. The topic again will be how to be the go-to guy, something that anyone should have. If you know, it doesn't matter if you're a consultant, if you're running an agency, you should be the one that people, whenever they feel any kind of pain, they go to solve it. And this is what we're going to talk about. And I have some questions prepared. So Ace, we already did an introduction. Right. I mean, we're awesome. We're so excited. So I already shared that you're highly considered to be so many things. I mean, a Facebook ad expert, a meme king, an e-commerce dude. So
bonafide meme king.
Amazing. So basically, I guess that a question that I just must ask, because so many people, whenever they go on social media, I mean, the guys don't know how to create content. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. I mean, they might run an agency, but again, whenever they come to their business page or their profile, I mean, they don't know why to post. So as someone who posts and been active for so much and I've gotten a lot of engagement, what is your tip? What is your content strategy? I mean, how do you suggest people who just starting out to really, you know, become this guy who shares awesome content and people engage with?
Right. So here's what I gotta tell you guys first. It all starts in your head, right? Because I believe that the biggest problem in this business is not people not having content ideas. I think everyone has content ideas. Even a guy that's not making any money with an agency model, he has content ideas too. You know, he just doesn't deserve to post them because he's done nothing yet, right? And by the way, guys, just so you guys know, the whole interview, I'm going to be very blunt and honest. So if you're one of those guys that just wants a lot of showering done, you like someone to like give you a lot of compliments and motivate you to do bullshit, like, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm just going to give it to you raw and straight. So one of the biggest problems I see in this business is that there's people out there, right, that don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. By the way, swearing, okay?
That's totally fine with me. I hope with our audience as well.
I hope so, dude.
Be you.
So one of the biggest problems is you got a majority of the people that are famous are just posting BS. Like they don't know what they're talking about, but still they're famous. Now, that is a problem, but there is a much, much bigger problem in my opinion. And that is, there's people out there that know exactly what they're talking about. They have the results to prove it. They have the frameworks to prove it. But they have what I refer to as a newbie complex, right? Where they feel like, because when they try to post a content idea, they're comparing themselves to someone else. So they're like, well, I'm not as huge as this guru. I'm not as big as this guy. So I can't post any value on Facebook. Who's going to care about me? This is something I refer to as a newbie complex, right? And this hinders you because you have an abundant amount of creativity. You have the results to prove it. But when you get on Facebook and try to write a post, you're automatically comparing yourself to the next big guru. And you're trying to figure out, you're trying to figure out if you can match that guy. So the first thing I'd say to do, I'd ask you guys to do, if you know what you're talking about, is to get rid of that whole complex of, let me compare myself to this guy. Like, no one cares, right? And this is something I've always said. If you make $300 tomorrow, you should be talking about how you made $300. And that's as simple as that is. And some people are like, well, it's just $300. I don't know if that's too much money. Well, there's someone out there that is not even making a single dollar. And if for him, seeing you make $300, that's a huge thing, right? That could motivate him. That could motivate him to go get to work. So instead of focusing on the numbers and instead of focusing on what's going on, start focusing on the people instead and start talking about your little successes or your big successes or whatever, and just post content, right? And no one cares. I mean, if you don't get the engagement, who cares? Just keep posting it. And I think that's a tip that I give you. Another tip, actually, is to stay native to the platform. So every platform has a certain set of rules that you need to follow. For example, I jumped on Twitter recently, bro. Like 2 weeks ago, I got on Twitter. I have a post today. Like, I posted something yesterday. The post had 700 likes on Twitter. By the way, like, I only jumped in 2 weeks ago. There's people on Twitter for the last 1 year. They're not able to get a single like on their stuff. I have 700 likes on the post, right? The reason for that is because I think I understand the platforms very well. Like, on Facebook, you could post memes. On Facebook, images work very well. Yeah?
Yeah.
But on Twitter, images don't work. What works is more of like a copy, good copy, that's short and to the point. That's what works. So it's like there's these platforms with different laws. right? So YouTube has its own law, Instagram has its own law. You like, that's what you guys gotta figure out. It's like, if you're trying to be this go-to guy, you can't post the same exact thing on different platforms and expect to get a response, because the market is different, the audience is different, everything is totally different. On Facebook, I would like post really, really good memes. I'd post a lot of positive stuff. On Twitter, I'm still posting positive stuff, but I'm posting a bit more of the aggressive stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, if I had to take a simple message that said something alongside of stop making excuses and get to work, like on Facebook, I'd be like, oh, we're all making excuses. You know, it's fine to make excuses because we all get stuck in this entrepreneurial thing, but we got to keep going. So that's going to be my message on Facebook. But if I was on Twitter, I wouldn't be doing that. I'd be doing a whole tough love kind of post. It's like, well, get off your ass and get to work kind of post, because that converts better there. So these are the two things you guys got to understand is, number one, get rid of the newbie complex. So keep posting content. And number two is understand the rules of a platform, because that will really help you get the engagement that you need. So these are the two things.
Okay, that's amazing, man. And I think that you provided a lot of value here. So I just want to recap and give some short opinion of mine. As for the newbie complex, guys, you need to understand that I've been there too, and I think all of us were. I mean, we just open an account, we don't have many followers, we don't get engagement, we post a bunch of stuff, we get zero likes. That's fine, and that still happens, and that's totally how everyone else started out. I mean, even the biggest names in the industry, they all started from scratch. So you just need, again, to keep it simple, okay? Don't overcomplicate things that don't need to be complicated. If you'll think for, I don't know, hours and hours, whatever piece of content you'll need to do today, this will be just too much time consuming, and you'll not be able to scale. So just keep it simple. No matter how hard it is, keep it simple. Just post, just do this action and see how it goes, okay? One more thing, keep it native, an extremely important thing. We have so many options. We have Instagram, we have LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, so many platforms. So there's a lot of services, and there's a lot of guys that think that just duplicating the content and just spreading them everywhere will be the right choice. And let me just tell you, there is a right method to do that. That's true. I mean, now I'm recording an interview with Ace Freddy, and this will go everywhere, but you should keep it native. One thing that you might not know about, for example, is if you're posting on Facebook a link to your YouTube video and you don't do it, for example, in the comments, but in the post itself, Facebook sees that, and YouTube, because it's a competitor, they will actually, you know, decrease the amount of reach that your post can get, only because, again, you didn't think what serves Facebook the most. You didn't keep your content for the platform, okay? Facebook doesn't want you to take their users to YouTube, okay? So again, remember what platform you're in and adapt your content to it, adjust it, okay? So again, a lot of great information, man. I appreciate it. And I think it will—
Something that I have to point out that you said, mm-hmm, was that, so here's the thing, guys, right? When you're posting links to different social media platforms, it's almost always a terrible idea, mm-hmm, right? Because if I was posting my tweets on Facebook, Facebook hates me. Twitter hates me because I'm posting it on Facebook too. Twitter doesn't hate me for it because I'm posting it on Facebook. But if I'm posting a Twitter stuff on Facebook, I'm probably doing the opposite. So both of the platforms hate me. Do not do that. Instead, what you could do is you could take screenshots from Twitter and you can start posting them on Facebook, start posting them on Instagram. And that's something you could do. But yeah, great tip, bro. That's a great
idea. So just, you know, be smart about your content. I mean, again, if you want to take the YouTube piece that you've done, which you should, because it might be great value for your Facebook audience as well, I would just suggest to, you know, either download the video and post it natively on Facebook, or I think that it still works, guys. You can just grab the link and just advertise it in the comment section instead of in the post itself. This is a cool trick that you can use. But again, if you really want to, like, not be too much shady and guarantee your success to get maximum exposure, just, you know, download the video and post it on Facebook, okay? So again, some great tips. Thank you for that. And I think that one more question that also will, you know, interest a lot of people. I mean, again, you already said that, and I also agreed on. I mean, you are now being highly considered to be one of the best people to consult with whenever it comes to e-commerce, Shopify, you know. So
right.
My question to you, I mean, you're also, just like anyone else, started from scratch. So how do you, because I think that your story is actually fascinating, because you were able to do it very quickly. I mean, I remember, again, how fast you grew. Well, you might not agree with me, but I think you were. So are there any kind of tips that you can give for not just, you know, being active on the platforms, but to also, you know, grow your channel, grow your followers? I mean, you can post content all day, but how do you actually make people engage? How do you make them, you know, follow you?
Okay, so number one, I do agree, I grew way too quickly. And that's been the same case with, I think, every platform. And here's exactly why. So I was on Twitter, right? So we have this small private group on Twitter, and there were a bunch of guys in there asking me the same exact question. It's like, okay, how do you grow your following pretty quickly? Because I mean, you're probably the only guy that's growing that big in the e-commerce space and other spaces as well. So here's what I told them, right? And this is kind of like always been the law of the way that I operated, right? So there's only two things that are the most important, right? And your content and whatever you have to say. No, okay, so here's how I'm gonna put it. No one takes your content seriously until they take you seriously. Like, they need to know that you're a guy that can get stuff done. That's when they'll start looking at your content. But if you're solely relying on just your good content to get results, it might not work very well, because it's just like people are just gonna, like, they might like one post of yours really well. Like, one of your posts might blow up, the second one won't, because there's no conjunction there. Here's what I tell you. The two things that are the biggest influencers for people is, number one is social proof, right? And I love talking about this to Blake Newbar, because every time I message him, that's what he tells me all the time. He's like, only a crowd attracts a crowd, right? And that's what Aaron said, yeah. So it's like, if you have a crowd already, there's a bunch of people saying things like, oh, Ace Reddy is a badass, Ace is a cab, whatever. A lot of other people want to be part of that community. They all want to say the same thing, because they're like, okay, well, if Ace is that cool, I want to be in the cool kids club. You know what I mean? Kind of like how it was back in high school. You know, everyone wanted to hang out with the cool kid, right? So that's number one, most important. You got to have the social proof. Now, in a lot of cases, you don't have it. So how do you do it? That's when you start to bring in the second factor. The second factor is to wow people, is to create somewhat of a spectacle. Right? And I'll tell you exactly how to do that. So results are the greatest spectacle, right? So if you make $10 tomorrow, that's a much bigger spectacle than you posting 17 hours of content. Because the $10, it does something, it gives people hope. It gives people hope, number one. And number two, people can see that you're actually someone that gets results, right? So you're building authority there, because they're like, okay, well, he's getting results. Now, the two tips that I gave James the last time, actually, because we did an interview on a similar topic, and you know, we were drunk, bro. We were drunk. No. So it was a bit wild. It was like a year ago. And he asked me a similar question, and I told him that it was very easy. It's not even hard, guys. All you gotta do is you gotta find like five people to help out, right? Just five people. I'm not even saying go find 100 people, just five people. Find five people to help out, get them some results, and then keep posting about the results that they're getting until everyone else starts asking you what the heck you're doing. That is the formula, right? Because what's going to happen is you have these five people getting results. They get into every Facebook group. They start talking about you. They're like, oh, I just bought Ace Freddy's program. I'm making $100,000 now, whatever. Everyone else sees that, right? And everyone else starts to remember the name. So they're like, okay, well, Ace Freddy is the guy that gets people results. Next thing you know, you're going to have a crowd on the site. So the next time like someone posts something asking for e-commerce, they're like, oh, he helped a guy get $100,000. Let's post his stuff in here, right? That's honestly, that's really as simple as it is. Like, get some result, right? Like, get some successes, like whatever it is, however tiny it is. In my case, I'll tell you what happened to me. So when we started off like a bigger coaching program, I had two clients on the side, but apart from that, what I did is like I got one client results. Like he got up to like $200 a day, right, with e-commerce. So I took his result. I did an entire webinar on it. I'm like, here's how my client got $200 a month, $200 a day. Here's exactly what he did. Here's the ad he ran. Here's the product he pushed, and here's how he made money. And at the end, I just put a testimonial of the guys. He gave me a video testimonial, so I just put it at the end of it. And I ran that webinar for free, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I had a partnership with a Shopify group, pretty good Shopify group. Well, I didn't even have a partnership with them. I just went up to the admin. I said, hey, I have this webinar, no pitch, zero pitches. I want to post it in there. And I had a good reputation, which, by the way, you need to have. Like, don't screw people over. Because, I mean, once you get the reputation of being a guy that screws over, you're like no one wants to do business with you anymore. Like, you're going to lose so many opportunities, right? So have a good reputation. Stories,
yes.
Yeah, dude, for sure. I mean, like, me personally, like, if I didn't have the reputation that I had, I don't think I'd be able to do half the stuff that I did, right? Sure. So I had a great reputation. I went up to the guy. I'm like, hey, you know what? Can I post this webinar in the group? He's like, yeah, sure. Posted the webinar in a group. Guy watches the webinar, messages me asking if I have any courses. I give him access to like I give him my course. I give him the link to my course, and he bought it for like $3,000, I think. By the way, free webinar. And I was like I think at least 200 people watched it. 200 or 300 people watched it. This is like first webinar, right? And I was like, if 300 people watched it, one person bought it, let's see what we could do with it. So I started helping this guy out, because obviously it isn't the paid thing. But more importantly, I had all these guys sending me messages saying, oh, I just watched your webinar, I loved it, stuff like that. And then I started like I waited for 2 weeks, and then I started getting messages from people saying, oh, hey, I just implemented that strategy that you thought on the webinar. I just made $200. Here's a screenshot. So what I would do is I would ask them to give me a testimonial, every one of them, which I think a lot of you guys need to start doing, because you guys are too weak to ask, quite honestly. So if someone tells you something like, oh, I just made $200 with your method, and you are like, oh, should I ask, should I not ask? You should definitely ask, you know, like, be aggressive. Again, there's nothing wrong with it, bro. Like if you made money with my stuff, I think you should give me a testimonial, right?
True.
And I've never been afraid to ask. I've always just been like, okay, well, you make money, just give me a testimonial so I can use it to get more clients and obviously help more people. And it's your moral duty at this point, because if your stuff works, you should sell it to everyone. Like, what are you doing playing small? There's no reason for it. So I would ask them for testimonials. I get testimonials from everyone, and I just go around posting it everywhere. Like, I'd post it freaking everywhere. I'd get the client to go in and write posts about me in the group. So I'd be like, so essentially what they would do is when they made money, I'd ask them to go thank me in the group for doing the webinar. So the client would go back in there and he'd be like, oh, I just watched Ace Reddy's webinar 2 weeks ago. I made $200 today. The guy's a beast. Everyone else now wants to know what the secret is, right? Because they're like, okay, how is he getting all these guys' results? And the next thing you know, it slowly starts to build up, right? You slowly start to get more and more people results. And then the whole group knows it. So it's really about building that up. And it doesn't even take a long time. It doesn't even take a long time. For me personally, it probably took me about 30 days to really build it up. Like, no one even knew me before the 30 days. 30 days later, everybody was recommending me. So it doesn't even take that long. You just got to push. You just got to be aggressive. You just got to know how to ask for a testimonial, right? Which is also not very hard at all. You just got to say, hey, can you give me a testimonial? It's got to be tough enough to do it. I think you should just ask for what you want instead of expecting it. I think that's the easiest way to look at business and life in general. It's like, tell them what you want, tell them what they get in return, go for the ask, right? And keep asking, keep freaking asking. Ask everything you want to ask, try everything you want to try. You guys want permission to go do crazy stuff, do it. As long as it's ethical and legal, you have no problem. Ask whatever client you want. Like, you want to ask someone to do business with you, go ask them. Because, I mean, one thing I realized in this business, bro, is that it's much easier to ask for something and get it than to just sit there and expecting to get it. Because, like, it's just easier, right? You're more in control. Yeah. And I personally feel like, because I don't know, I think it's probably because I'm a spoiled kid too, to a certain degree. I'm just the guy that's always asking for stuff. I'm like, okay, bro, like, do you like the webinar? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, hit me with a testimonial. Let's do this. They would be like, yeah, here you go. Love the webinar. I don't think a lot of people do that. I think that's where they miss out, really.
Well, yeah, I think that people definitely should. I mean, if you'll not ask, it will just not happen. I mean, there is a slight chance that, yes, this client also thinks it would be a great idea if I'll make that, but just ask, okay? Otherwise, yeah. Again, you wouldn't be able to really, no matter how much you'll provide content, and this is a very interesting thing that you said, and I want to recap. I mean, no matter how good your content will be, if people would not know who you are and you'll have, I don't know, some kind of an authority, people will not even give you the chance to help them. And this is something that I see keep happening all the time. I mean, I can tell you my story that, again, I'll keep it short, but basically when I was doing e-commerce, and I've been doing that for a while, and I was kind of the go-to guy for the Israeli community. And basically, whenever I shared something, it got so much engagement. It's not that the post was that great. I mean, I've been doing posts way better now, but I'm not getting even half of the engagement. Why? Because then I was, before I switched to marketing, which is what I'm doing today, I was the go-to guy. People gave me the chance to really impress them. So they actually read a piece of content. Now I think that the majority of the people see my content, they just scroll and scroll. They don't even stop, no matter how good the visual or copy will be. So you need to establish some kind of an authority. One of them will be just what Ace Ready recommended. You know, share some success stories. Share how you help people. Do reverse engineering from your previous clients. Do a case study just like he recommended. I think this is a brilliant way to really, you know, if you're into growing fast, this is the way. Otherwise, I don't see how it's working. I mean, you again, just like he said, you can share good pieces of content and some will like it, but most of them you'll miss because, again, they don't think that they should trust or give you your content a chance. So this is a great one. And again, don't be shy about, I was also very shy. No matter how many people I hacked, I was so shy to ask for a testimonial. And this is a thing that I now regret deeply about, okay? Because I could have had like 10x my testimonials and videos, but I didn't. Why? Because I was too shy. And let me tell you something. If I would ask, they would do it. I mean, they would be happy to help. Why? Because I provided value. I helped them. So, okay, this is also very interesting. And thank you for the share, man. And
yeah, look, that's a great point, right? And here's the biggest reason why people are shy. Mm-hmm. It's selfishness, bro, honestly. Because, I mean, look, people need to stop being selfish, right? And here's what I mean. Look, if you have a program mm-hmm. that's getting big results, right?
Yeah.
You should do everything in your capability to sell it to as many people as you can, right? It's the most moral thing to do. Now, when you stop focusing on that and you start focusing on what other people are going to think of you, you already lost the war. You cannot let that happen, right? You like your job or your goal is to get people results. Making money is a process of it. You're just going to make a bunch of money, but that's just like a byproduct, right? And it's a way of keeping score, because if you're not making money, which by the way is also an important point that I wanted to bring up, I feel like the most people, especially coaches and consultants, they have this huge problem with asking for money. A huge problem for asking for money. They want to do everything for free. They want to give everything away for free, and they're like, especially some of these critics, right? There's all these guys on ClickFunnels groups, they're like, well, if your knowledge is so good, why are you doing it for free? Like, you should, like, if you want to help people, why aren't you doing it for free? You should start giving everything for free if you really want to help people. If you're charging money, you're not helping people. I disagree, and here's exactly why. I feel like, here's the deal. If you're helping people out for free, right? You're not running a business. You're not even helping people. You're doing charity work, right? And after a certain point, especially since there's this effort involved, you're going to start hating the process because you're not even getting paid for it. There is no motivation there, But let's say you have great content. Let's say you can help a bunch of people. Let's say you have the best course on the internet. Now, if you get paid to help people, right, where you're actually helping people and you're making money in the process, it's addictive. Because you feel good for helping all of these people, but you also get paid money so you could go buy nice things with it. It starts to get really addictive. And then you start getting into this habit of helping more and more and more and more people. This is why you can't do anything for free. This is why you need to start charging everyone. Because if you don't charge people, what's going to end up happening is a week later, 2 weeks later, maybe even 2 months later, you're going to lose all motivation. You will not sell any courses anymore. You will not shoot any modules anymore. I guarantee that because I've tried it, I've done it, I've lived it. I'm 100% certain that if you start selling things for free, you will not have any, you will not have the motivation to do it for long enough. No, but if you get paid to do it, it becomes a video game.
I agree, and I have actually two things to add. Basically, you need to understand all of those people who comment and say, just give it away for free. Okay, first of all, ignore those dudes because, okay, they are not, right. It's not serious. I mean, you cannot continue to help people if you not get paid, okay? Unless you're like a millionaire and have no financial worries in time for like your entire life. I mean, you can just do it for free. If you'll do, you'll need to, you know, get a job. You need to get paid to survive. You need to get paid to actually do that. You need to get paid in order to scale and help even more people. Second of all, you need to remember that, and this is, I don't know if you'll believe in that, but this is true, and I think Ace will agree, and I so agree with that. People don't take free stuff seriously. I cannot tell you how many courses, lead magnets, things I have on my computer, and I just don't take it seriously. I've never, you know, went through the stuff because it was free. More than that, I have so many things that I didn't even open, not because they were free, because they were low priced. I mean, $37, $97 masterclasses and things that I didn't open. That's amazing. However, whenever I, and it happened a couple of times, whenever I pay like high ticket price, I always, but always take it way more serious. I mean, people need to actually take their credit card out to, you know, be interested in something. It's true. This is, you might think that you want those kind of things for free, but if they'll give it away for free, you'll never make the change, okay? So this is also something that I wanted to just throw in there because I really do agree on. So,
right.
Yeah.
I agree on that too, and I'm gonna give you guys the data of a test that I ran. So when I did the free webinar, right, I think I had about 300 people watch the webinar, right? Close to 1,000 people registered for it, if I remember correctly, and 98 people were on it live. Yeah. So how many testimonials did I get from it? Probably three.
Okay.
Four. Yeah, I got four testimonials from it. So what I did then was I took the same exact webinar, right? The same exact webinar. I added some more content to it. I'd say about 15 minutes more content to it. And I sold it. This time I didn't give it away for free. I sold it for $97. I'm like, well, if you guys want to watch an on-demand webinar, here's the invoice. Pay the 97, come watch it. Yeah?
Okay.
No. That webinar, I think only about, well, on the first round, because I sold it for about 4 months, so there were different rounds that I was selling it in, different packages, different prices. The first round, I think I sold about 28 or 30 people at $97, right? Mm-hmm. And I had six testimonials. So I had six testimonials from 28 people and three testimonials from close to 300.
Amazing.
Just because I started charging for it. That's how much seriously people take stuff that they pay for, right?
That's true.
And that's interesting because I sold about that and other webinars combined. I think I sold about more like 500 webinars total.
Impressive.
Yes, 97, 187, 297. We had different pricing and stuff. All through Facebook, by the way, guys, no paid advertising. All Facebook, no sales page, no funnel, no order form even. I was just sending people PayPal invoices.
No paid advertising. So you mean everything was done organically?
Yeah. Pure organically. no sales page, no order form. I was just using my Facebook profile as a sales page. Now, the point is, I sold like 500 people, and dude, the amount of testimonials that webinar got me is crazy, right? Like just last week, Chris Funnel hit the Two Comma Club. I think you've seen that, right? Chris hit the Two Comma Club. So yeah, he made $1 million. And he comes back and he gives me a testimonial for it, saying my webinar, the same $97 webinar, helped them get 920% ROAS for his client.
Unbelievable.
For his e-commerce.
Amazing.
Would that have happened if the webinar was free? I do not think so. Because he wouldn't even have taken it seriously. He would have just been like, yeah, free webinar, whatever, sales pitch. Nope. That's why you gotta start selling stuff. That's why you gotta start asking people to pay you. Because it's good for you. Obviously, you're gonna make money. You get motivation. You get to buy stuff with it. And it's also good for the client because they take it seriously and they make money with it, which is what the end goal is, right? Because you want, like, you don't have to be on a sacrificial mission of killing yourself to make the client feel good, right? I mean, I think that's absurd. I think there's all these stories around about how you need to sacrifice yourself for the clients or whatever like that. I think it's BS. You know, I think it should be a win-win situation. And I think you as a coach, you need to win. You need to make a lot of money. And I think the clients need to make a lot of money too. So then it's a win-win situation, right? And it's better for everybody.
Yeah. And I want to address something because now Ace shared some incredible stats and he did everything organically. So this is what you should know. I believe, and again, Ace will, I think, agree with me, that he wouldn't be able to do that unless he had, again, a strong brand and especially testimonials. I think there's no other method that is more effective to convince someone into buying something than a friend referring him to, you know, the service provider or the business. Just think for yourself. I mean, I can talk on and on about how great my guarantee is and how awesome my product is, but it wouldn't be even, you know, remotely as effective as, I don't know, Ace Ready, someone I appreciate coming to me and telling me, dude, you must check this quiz out. I mean, he was able to, I don't know, help me scale like in 30 days to, I don't know, triple the amount of revenue that I had. I mean, this is way more powerful because I trust Ace. I immediately also trust Chris. Again, because of the referral, because of the video, because of the testimonial, everything started by you sending your client a message, asking for a review or asking for a feedback. It's that simple. So I think that the testimonials and brand and people tagging you, this is what allowed you to scale so high. Unbelievably high using only organic methods, okay? And I'm sure that with paid, you would skyrocket, but again, with organic, I mean, organic can be awesome. I mean, organic is all you need, okay? As long as you know how the game works. And this is actually very interesting, and that leads me to the third question that I have. Again, because I personally know how much you've invested in Facebook ads. I mean, again, you're crushing it on the organic, but also on Facebook advertising. I mean, Facebook is right now, I think, the biggest user-wise platform to advertise on. It has a huge potential. It basically holds all audiences. And as someone who really invested, so, I mean, we're talking millions over Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. I guess that the stuff that you picked along the way doesn't just help you with paid advertising, but it helps you, you know, with everything, with making people engage, which is what we're here all about. Again, creating, being the go-to guy is first, it starts with people engaging with you, with your stuff, with your brand, trusting you. So I guess that you picked along the way something, some tips that you can help to, I don't know, maybe either boost your content, make it more relatable, make it more engaging, make it in a, or even, I don't know, maybe you can even share some Facebook ads tips, whatever you think that will serve our audience the best.
So guys, okay, so here's a few tips for you guys, right? Number one, keep the content simple. Do not write content about stuff that people don't want to read. So if you're in these free organic Facebook groups and you're trying to scout clients and you keep writing content about stuff like, here's how you magnetically upsell people or something like that, people are not going to give it a lot of thought. They're not interested in it. Because again, you're don't teach them the system. Focus on the end goal. Like, what do these guys want to do? They want to make money, right? Mm-hmm. If you're in a weight loss group, what do these guys want to do? They want to lose weight. They don't want to learn about keto diet. They don't want to learn about Atkins diet. They just want to lose weight, right? So as much as you're keyed in to that end goal of theirs, every bit of content that you post needs to lead to it, mm-hmm. right? So if you're talking about upselling and you're talking about bumping CRO and whatever, you got to keep that in the advanced groups, or you got to keep it in your course. But if you're in a group like ClickFunnels, which is pretty broad, right, and you're talking about all of these advanced topics, people are just going to zone out because they don't want to read it. They don't want to study it. They don't want to think about it. So yeah, you're going to have very minimal engagement. And I've tested this, by the way. So if you go and search Ace Ready in the ClickFunnels group, you'll see a bunch of posts that I did. And if you look at the posts that had the highest engagement, they were the simplest ones. They were strategic game plans. They were blueprints. And that's what worked. Like my favorite type of post, honestly, is to take a result that I have. So if I made if I spent $300 on ads and made $2,000, right, which is a good result, I just take whatever happened there, and I just write a post saying, here's how we made $2,000 with $300 in ad spend. Here's exactly how we did it. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. These are the things that convert the best. It's simple. It gets to the point. There's not a lot of complicated operations going on there. And it just makes people believe. So here's the key. People need to be able to see themselves doing it. If they can't see themselves doing it, affinity breaks and they don't want to read it anymore. But if they're reading your post, and they don't even have to do it, they don't have to do the step-by-step process, but if they can see themselves doing it, it'll start to work. For example, I've lost like 80 pounds of weight, right? I used to be 251 pounds, lost 80 pounds. For fuck's sake, if I decide to become a weight loss coach for some freaking reason, I don't know why, I would never be one, but you know, if I did become like this cheesy weight loss, you know, like here's how we lose weight kind of coach, you know, I do hope I'd never be. Like, I think, again, no disrespect to some of my weight loss coaches, I think you guys are awesome, but I just wouldn't want to be like that, you know, like, okay, well, I was fat here, look at my picture, fat guy, thin guy, here's how I did. No. I think it's just too weird for me to do it. But if I was a weight loss coach, right, and I was trying to get a lot of authority in the weight loss niche, all I would have to do is I'd go to a Facebook group and post a picture of mine saying, hey, here's how I lost 80 pounds. Step one, stop eating this. Step two, stop drinking liquid calories. Step three, start tracking your calories, whatever the system that you have is. And that is going to get me more sales. That's going to get me more famous. And that's going to get me more authority. Mm-hmm. Than me posting, here's the keto tips to make your life work or something like that. You know what I mean? Because the second thing is just too complicated. First thing, hit straight to the point. There's a good result. There's a strategic game plan. People can see themselves following the formula. And, you know, it's just going to convert better, if that makes any sense. That's what you guys got to figure out. Figure out the end goal of your client, of your customer, of your prospect, and just hit that. Just go hard on that. That's my game plan. It's my organic secrets game plan, really.
Okay. I also want to add a couple of things, guys. Well, Ace talked about how, again, you should make your content simple. But I also want you to understand that there is a room, there is a space in which you can share the more advanced stuff. As Ace said, you just need to come up with what groups are just more advanced. Okay, there are so many groups. And groups, by the way, group activity is one of your daily missions if you want to grow and create a brand for yourself. I mean, if you're on Facebook and you post something, yes, your network will, you know, a small percentage out of your network will see it. But if you really want to find, you know, new clients, new people, expand your brand, you must participate in groups. Groups are a great way to do that. And my tip for you guys is to actually, again, you might not know how or where to start. Is I know that I personally, what I've done is like create a spreadsheet with all different groups that are related to my niche, to the thing that I like talking about. And then I just test the water. I just throw some posts inside, see the engagement. I slowly learn what kind of posts convert better in those groups, what kind of posts, you know, don't get much engagement, and what groups, you know, get more engagement than others. So slowly I build the perfect groups that I release content in, and I get the most engagement, because this is a test that you must make. Otherwise, if you'll just, you know, share whatever feels best to you in groups without any measurements, without any analytics, without testing, I mean, yeah, you might get some clients, but it wouldn't be as effective as it could have been if you just did this research before, okay? Because again, some groups might hate your content and you, some groups might love you, and some groups might not that, but they will convert, okay? It's so strange, but you must test this first. And again, groups must be in your daily routine. And I'm sure Ace is just, you know, all over the place. I mean, he shares in his personal profile, but he also shares in ClickFunnels. He also shares in all sorts of groups, because again, you cannot know too many people. You cannot reach too many people. And whenever you post in a new group, there's a whole different audience that sees you now, and they might convert, and they might follow you, and they might love your content. Okay, so right. This is also something that I wanted to share. And
here's another thing is when you're posting content, the content is not as important as the distribution of the content. Mm-hmm. Right? There's, like, for example, I could have the best, like, if I had a new Twitter account, I could have the best tweet on it, but no one's gonna see it because there's no big accounts retweeting me, no one's seeing anything.
Yeah.
That's exactly why you need to start getting distribution channels. So what is a distribution channel? If you have money to spend, one of your greatest distribution channels would be Facebook ads. You write a great valuable post, you start running ads to it, that's going to be a distribution channel. Now, if you don't have a lot of money, your best bet at a distribution channel would be to use free Facebook groups. So you take your content, right? You post it on your wall, you turn it into a video, and then you also take that same content, you start posting it in other groups in your niche. So other weight loss groups, and ClickFunnels group, whatever groups you want to be in. And it's going to have a cool effect, because now a lot of people that don't know you are going to start looking at the post. Like, you're like, even if you've added two more people to your Facebook profile now, that's still two people that you've never met before, right? And when I got started in the whole e-commerce game, I had one rule. And that, I think that rule lasted for about 4 months. You know, that's kind of how I built up my following, honestly. It was one super simple rule. And the rule was, get one new fan every single day. Just one. We're not talking about 10 different fans. We're not talking about blowing up and becoming famous overnight. We're talking about having one fan every single day. So that means getting one testimonial from someone, right? Getting one person to really like you. Getting one person to tell you that you're awesome. So if you get one fan a day and you do it for at least 3 months, at the end of 3 months, you're going to be having like 90 new fans, right? And imagine having 90 likes, 90 new Facebook likes on every post of yours. Imagine that. Now you start to blow up. You know, do it for 6 months, you have 180 new fans. That's 180 testimonials you never had before. Now you're a baller. Now you're in a Facebook group. You got 180 people out there. Even if 10% of these guys go out and recommend you, that's 18 people. You know, and I think entrepreneurs in general, they get so stuck on this deal of, okay, well, you know, I got to be big. But they never focus on doing the concrete, simple steps, right? Like, because everyone's like, oh, I want to be famous. But you start telling them that they need to get one fan a day, they're like, what is one fan going to do? But a lot of stuff. One fan a day keeps adding up. 90 days later, you have 90 new fans. You have 90 testimonials. That's huge. Someone with 90 testimonials has massive, massive amounts of social proof. How do you get that? Shoot more content, get more webinars done, help more people, sell more courses, do something or figure out a way to get a testimonial a day. That's your goal. Every day, get one testimonial, one success story, one person to follow you, one person to love you, and that's it, guys. It's not really as complicated. One person a day for 90 days, you will be an expert. No doubt. You will be an expert.
I totally agree. And I also think that you should know, well, on Facebook, for example, you can have up to 5,000 friends, at least at the moment of recording, you can have up to 5,000 friends. But you should also keep in mind that, again, it's not about the numbers. I mean, Ace says one fan a day, but we're talking about true fans. Well, I might now send a bunch of friend requests and I might have 5,000 people in there. But if no one will actually, I'll actually engage with, open a conversation, know the guy. I mean, none will, you know, convert at the end. And I see that happening all across Instagram pages with millions of followers and no interactions. Facebook, people with 5,000 friends, but whenever they release a post, they got zero likes. I mean, you should have true connections. So it's not about the numbers, okay? One fan is all it takes a day, but you should, you know, make sure this is, this person actually knows you, likes what you do, and appreciate your work, because whenever you'll build this quite a following that is from true people that admire you, your services, what you stand for, etc., and what they'll like, this will make your post viral. I mean, if now David, for example, likes my post, and there's 20 different Davids that likes it as well, it will reach more people. So yeah, David might not buy from me, never, because he's just in a different niche. But David liking my post on a consistent basis helps me reach more clients, more potential prospects. And this is important. And also, if we're talking about like practical missions, besides group activity, connect, network, okay? Facebook has made it so easy, so unbelievably easy. And connecting is, by the way, I think what made this interview, you know, existing. Ace just released a post yesterday. It was so quick, so spontaneous. He released a post. I took action. And that led to, I think, an amazing interview with so much value. Wouldn't you agree? This is all it takes.
Yeah. I love the interview. I think it's going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so too.
And look, here's another thing, right? Here's one last thing. Let's talk about memes for a second, dude, right? Because I think that's obviously a big part of what I do here mm-hmm. on Facebook. So everyone's trying to post content and everyone wants to be the big content guy. But no one really spends the time to relate with their audience. No one builds that relationship. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I feel like the best way to communicate right now and moving forward. I was talking to Vito Glazers about it. That's exactly what he said too. Vito's like this huge PR guy. I think you know him. Huge PR guy. He sells like $25,000 packages and stuff like that. So I was talking to him and he's been connected to a bunch of politicians, and the way that they communicate is through memes. Because in this generation, the attention span is like, it almost doesn't exist. It's just like, it's not even a second anymore. People just want to keep scrolling, right? So anything that stops them and proves a point very quickly will do better than something that needs to be read, right? And memes happen to be doing that a lot easier. Like, for example, bro, like if we both were friends, if we both didn't know each other, right? Let's say you hated, well, let's take a controversy here. And I don't really care about the controversy, but I mean, I'm not going to tell you guys my opinion on it because I don't really care about it much. But you see that whole Bill Gates thing, right? The Bill Gates comes up with the vaccine deal or whatever. So there's some controversy going on right now because of coronavirus. Bill Gates wants to get everyone vaccinated for it. Lots of people are against it, whatever, right? Let's say you hated Bill Gates for doing that, right? Again, I have no opinion here. I'm just saying, like, it's just an example. Let's say you hated Bill Gates, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you're scrolling through your Facebook wall. You heard of me a few times before, but we don't know each other. And you see a meme of mine speaking about how Bill Gates is evil. Like you're scrolling through profile, and you're like, oh, Ace Reddy thinks Bill Gates is evil. What's going on now? You believe he's evil, I believe he's evil. We have a common enemy. Now we're friends. This next time I pitch you a course, you're gonna buy from me, right?
Yeah.
Another example. Let's say you're a lazy guy. I'm not saying you're lazy, bro. I'm not insulting you, but you know, that's an example. Let's say you're a lazy guy, right? Let's say you procrastinate a lot or whatever. Like you're scrolling through Facebook, you see a procrastination meme from me about how I'm procrastinating a lot. what's going to happen now? We have that affinity, right? Like, you feel like you know me, you feel like you can trust me because we have a similar belief pattern, right? And that is what memes can do. With the right memes, you can create that sort of relationship with people. And the next thing you know, like there's competitors of mine that probably post a lot more cool content on Facebook, because that's what they do. That's how they're trying to build their audience. They just post a lot more cool content than mine. But I'll still beat them because people can relate with me better. So even though people like the content of ex-guru, they still like Ace Reddy because Ace Reddy is the guy that's similar to them. And that's something they can't take, that's something that the guru can't take away from me. And I did it by doing what? Like, just posting memes. You know, and that's, I think, again, if you're in a professional business and you can't post memes, what I try to do is whatever the heck you're posting, figure out how to get people to relate with you. If they can relate with you, they will buy from you. The easiest way is to have a common enemy. The easiest way is to have a common enemy, right? And that could be anything. Could be a guru, could be a certain person, could be a certain situation. You know, so if you hate poverty, someone else hates poverty, there's affinity. Mm-hmm. It could be political. If you hate Hillary Clinton, someone hates Hillary Clinton, you guys have affinity. If you think Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and your friend didn't think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, you have affinity there. Now you're friends, right? So take a popular belief, just start hitting it, and keep going at it until you get everyone to relate with you. Because if they relate with you, they'll start seeing a lot more of your stuff. And that's really my tip, honestly, as to how the meme game works. It's kind of my tip. Yeah.
So yeah, first of all, I think there was great value in what you said just now. A common enemy is one of the things that you can use in order to, you know, relate better with your customer. There's always, in every great story, there's an enemy, there's a guy, there's a hero, there's also an enemy. And this is a very strong connection. I mean, people get over, I mean, it doesn't also need to be an enemy. I mean, football teams. Can you really imagine whatever, I mean, any other connection that works better than, you know, you liking the same sport team as the other guy? I mean, this is an instant connection. They feel love for one another. Why? Because they praise, they love the same team. It just makes the connection instant, so powerful, so effective, bulletproof, okay? So you just need to come up with those kind of things, okay, that make people, you know, emotionally connected to you. Common enemy can be one of them, you liking and you standing behind the same kind of thing, discussing controversial topics, things that make people actually engage. Not all might, if you, for example, post about a controversial topic, not all will like that, okay? Some will hate that, but you'll trigger some kind of an emotion, you'll trigger a comment, you'll trigger, you know, an engagement. Okay, and these are usually the posts. I see it on my Instagram page. I have a business page there. I say the controversial topics are what really goes, you know, behind any kind of prediction that you could have. These are going extremely viral. Why? Because they not just, you know, native and not approaching. I mean, you can have a post like that. You can have a post that really doesn't stand behind anything. You're like neutral. But these are not as powerful. They don't make people engage because I mean, I can post something about saying how great education is, and deep down, I will think that education is great. I might think that, but again, everyone thinks that. So you're neutral. No one will engage. However, if I'll provide one controversial topic that I talked about in my Instagram, is education really important for success? And people went nuts. People were like commenting like crazy because there were different opinions, and not just different opinions. It's not just that David might say yes, and I don't know, Nathan might say that it's not important. It's because Nathan and David are now arguing as well, and they commenting back and forth. And these are the topics that go viral. You don't have to use it in your business, but I think Ace just mentioned a couple of tools that are great to really do what you want to do, make go viral, okay? Even if you're starting out, these are the things that can make you, even though you know you're like an underdog, you're starting from nothing, you're starting from scratch, you have no following, these are the things that you can use to really maximize your virality, your impressions, you know, your connection to people. And
right,
man, there's so, I mean, I think that the interview was way longer than most I had.
Yeah. Not to interrupt, but I got one last point that I want to share. So guys, here's the secret, right? And this is like the biggest secret to being an authority. Instead of being a follower, start ascending and take the throne of being an authority, even if you're not there yet. That is the secret. Like for example, I see so many people on there out there, right? And they act like freaking noobs. I don't understand why. Like they're on Facebook acting like fucking newbies. Like they're going out there, they're like, oh, you know, I'm struggling, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, not working, whatever, who cares? Stop doing that. Like this, just take the throne. Like no one's gonna give you a throne. You don't earn it. You take it, right? You assume authority. Mm-hmm. So you have some results, you assume that you're an expert. No one's gonna come up to you and give you a document saying, hey, you're an expert now, you can go talk about it. Mm-hmm. If you make $300 now, you're an expert on how to make $300, right? And now you should assume it, because all these guys are gonna learn from you. So instead of being that person that just wants to play the whole, well, I'm a nice guy, you know, I'm not an authority kind of thing, just assume the role. Just assume the role and start doing everything that the authorities do. What do authorities do? They don't necessarily learn a lot. Like authorities do a lot of teaching, observe that. Like in groups and stuff, the actual authorities, they're not out there asking question after question in a group. They're doing a lot of teaching, right? They're like, here's what worked for me. So 70% of all of their posts would be about, here's what worked for me, here's what I'm doing, here's how I'm crushing it. The other 30% of the posts are like, okay, well, how do we do this? How do we do that? And even those are very strategically aligned, right? That's what some of you guys need to start doing, is stop being shy and start taking the throne. You know, be the guy, be the expert. Start helping people out and be the guy that's, you know, showing people the route instead of acting like a follower. Don't even be desperate for clients. Like, you know, all of these things, I feel like in this industry, people need to start understanding. Don't act mega desperate, right? So if a client tells you something like, I don't know if I can work with you, don't start begging them, right? Control the frame, play your game, and remember, you are the authority. You can help these guys. You know, you're not inferior than them just because you need their money or just because you want to sell them stuff, right?
True.
You're not inferior. As a matter of fact, you're superior. They're buying from you. They need your help. You don't need their business. They need your help as a coach or consultant, because without your help, it's pretty hard for them to get the results they want. So take that throne, assume that authority, and start behaving accordingly. And watch, I'm just telling you guys, you do this for 30 days, watch how everyone starts to respect you. And by the way, guys, I'm telling you this, look, I never posted any videos on Facebook. I didn't even have a profile picture that was recent until like a few months ago. Like I had a profile picture from back in 2016. No one cared. I still had a massive amount of respect in the industry because I was like, hey, you know what? I don't care. I'm making a bunch of money. You guys want me to help you make a bunch of money? I'm going to do it. But I just don't I'm not going to be the guy that's just going to beg you to be on or be desperate for your business or whatever. Because I know my value. And these guys, they need my value. And if I get paid in return, that's awesome. And that's the position you coaches need to be in if you want to be successful in this business. Start assuming authority, start knowing your worth, and start playing the game the way you're supposed to play it instead of playing it like a needy person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, my camera shut down. Let me just switch the cameras. No worries, I can just switch the camera. Great, different. Okay, I think this was a great lesson on personal branding. So let me just recap, because we've discussed so many things, guys. I mean, first of all, as for your brand, again, claim your authority, because there's no one who actually like take a throne and tell you, okay, Ace Ready, you are the meme king, and now you can start selling your services. I mean, people, again, whenever, just think for it for a moment. Whenever a person checks you out, he sees what you want him to see. He has no idea what school you've been to. He has no idea what courses you've been to. He has no idea what are your relations to other people, but he does see the posts that you're making. He does see your, you know, imagery. He does see what you stand for in your messages, and he might, you know, send you a message and learn about you from your conversation. So basically what you show, what you, you know, demonstrating your behavior, this is what he'll think of you. And you need to understand that without making the offer, no one will purchase. And if you make the offer, I mean, what part of your daily routine now, if you take our steps, which I highly encourage you to, is again, group activity, daily content, network, meet new people, your one true fan a day. But whenever you're making like the offer, if someone, you know, declines it, it's totally fine. Don't beg for it, as Ace says. I mean, you wouldn't have that sell until like 1 minute ago. So what are you like sad about? Just make the offer, make the connection, show him what, you know, you need to show, demonstrate, show your message, show what you stand for, show your knowledge, provide value, connect for the sake of connection. Connect for the sake of, you know, building a relationship, not just, you know, he turns your offer down. So, okay, goodbye, man. No, don't act like this. This, following those kind of steps is what will make you grow, will make you scale, and will, you know, eventually, like in 30 days or so, but don't focus on the numbers. This will be the thing that will help you dominate in your sector, dominate in your field, dominate in your niche. Okay. And it's that simple, really. So, Ace, first of all, I think we've discussed really amazing stuff over here, and you shared a lot of value. I think that this will help a lot of people. So before I end it, and thank you again so much, if you have anything more to share, if you don't, it's totally fine. I think we've shared plenty. Now is the time.
Just that one last thing to say, bro.
Sure.
And that's it. You know, I read this book, guys. You know, it's called 48 Laws of Power. Amazing book. It's by a guy.
I heard about that. I think also I should read it.
It's a great book, dude. So there's a law in the book, which I think really stuck with me. The law is act like a king to be treated like one, right? And it's really that simple. So let's say your client turns you down. Let's say something happens, someone turns you down or whatever happens. Are you going to be there crying about it? Like, would a king cry about it? Would a king go beg the client to do business with him? Would he? He wouldn't.
No.
Right? So when you start acting like a peasant instead of a king, guess what's gonna happen? You will start to be treated like a peasant, right? And another thing that I don't think people in this industry understand much is that you need to have a strong belief that eventually all of them will buy. That's, by the way, that's my whole frame. So like if a client turns me down, for me, it doesn't mean that he's rejecting me. It just means that he doesn't want to do it right now for some reason,
that's
right?
With you. Yes.
That's not gonna stop me from, so like now since I know that, I don't take it very emotionally. I'm not affected by it. So if he doesn't want to do business with me now, he's gonna do it in the future. Who cares? And if he doesn't do business with me in the future, I still have, the world has 7 billion people in it. What am I doing being a peasant for? You know what? I mean, why should I be? So that's something that you guys got to understand, because I've been there and I was one of those guys begging clients to work with me and all of that stuff. These days, when a client says he doesn't want to work with me or something happens, you know, the guy's like, okay, well, I don't know. I have my own objection handling. So I do have a routine to handle objections. So it's an actual routine. But if the handling fails, I just let it go. And funny thing is, I've had people that have followed me for like 4 years, didn't buy anything, all of a sudden gave me $10,000 for a project of mine, right? Like they would just join a mastermind of mine 4 years later. That only happened because I was being cool. Like if I was being emotional, I was blocking them for not buying something from me. I was writing Facebook posts about how they're an idiot. Would a king do any of that stuff? He probably wouldn't. So you probably shouldn't either. So again, remember the law, it's act like a king to be treated like one. And it is 100% true. Act like an authority, act like a king, act like you know what you're talking about, and you will be treated like you know what you're talking about. So that's really it, guys. That's my last tip.
Yeah, it's all about the mindset. Yeah. And one thing, one last thing that I'll add as well is that, well, first of all, I think that the last gem that you drew in here was amazing. I mean, that's such a fantastic view. If someone declines your offer, it doesn't say that, okay, you're not compatible and you'll never do business. It means that at the moment that you provide or you made the offer, he's not ready. Okay, he might, you know, still join in the future. And there was a great lecture by Frank Kern in a Traffic and Conversion Summit. And well, it's a known statistic that people actually need to see you like 7 times before they make the purchase. So Frank Kern, what he says is that he finds this statistic like completely false. Well, I don't know, and I'm not here to argue about the fact, but basically he says it's way, way more than that. I can tell you for a certain, I can tell you from my experience, there are certain people who've been dominating the industry for years. And it took me years of me seeing their content on a daily basis until I went to the next step, okay? It took me that many times. It might have been thousands. Blake Newber, you talked about him. I've been knowing Blake Newber for years, but not long ago, I made a commitment and bought my first product of him. And I'm super happy that I did. But if Blake Newber, for example, might have said, oh gosh, this Daniel doesn't want to buy from me, and he would just, you know, stop releasing content because no one bought, I mean, Blake Newber wouldn't, you know, get to where he is. And no one would, not Ace Ready, not anyone, okay? So again, it's not about him turning you down. It's about, okay, I'm not ready just yet. If you'll release providing value, you'll keep on posting, and I'll keep thinking of you, one day I just might, you know, continue to the next step. So this is an amazing view, and thank you for sharing.
It's like meeting woman, you know, like if you meet a woman and you're trying to take her out, sometimes she's just gonna say no. That doesn't mean you take it to heart, doesn't mean you're a loser, doesn't mean you look bad. It just says that she's not ready for it at that point. You just gotta keep asking, and you gotta try different angles, and you just gotta keep pushing. Exactly. Eventually you'll come to it, you know what I mean? But however, imagine this. Imagine a woman turns you down, you start blocking her and going ballistic. Do you think she would have any respect for you? Absolutely not, right? And that's the same with clients. Again, don't take anything emotional. You know, just keep doing your deal, try different angles. And as Daniel said, you know, and I'm pretty pissed at him for this. He shouldn't have said that. He just bought Blake Newbar's deal, and I didn't even, like, he didn't even buy it from my link. You gotta go for that, bro. I even gave you a fucking interview. Why wouldn't you buy it from my link?
I just went for the live that he had, and it was spectacular, and I just bought it. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, bro. I'm messing with you. But yeah, I mean, that's about it, guys, right? And yeah, this was a fun interview, bro.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think it went great. Thank you for being here. Again, guys, well, I think that you way over-delivered, and I'm super happy that we jumped on this call. So before we end it, how do people find you now?
Okay, guys, so my Instagram is TheAceRed, TheAcered. You could go to aceready.com/FB, aceready.com/FB to add me. Again, I'm going to repeat it for you guys. It's aceready.com, aceready.com/FB. And you can follow me on Facebook. And you can even email me.
I would highly suggest you to follow him on Facebook. He has, even if you're not interested in e-commerce, I mean, the guy has spectacular memes. So just do it.
I mean, I'll keep your quarantine thing entertained for sure. You know, like your whole quarantine thing. Like, you guys can leave the entertainment up to me. If I sell you something, I'm not even going to apologize for it, by the way. Like, you know, that is just what it is.
You shouldn't.
You can email me at aceready.com. That's another way to contact me.
Amazing. So. By the way, people, you can just, you know, if you cannot find him, you can also always go to like my Facebook, and I'm friend with the guy. So just write Ace and you'll immediately find him. And again, just one last thing. You said no to get emotional. Again, this is what sales experts are doing, okay? You'll see them phoning and phoning and phoning all day long, and they get no, and they get an additional no. They get hundreds of no's a day, but they just keep. And this is what you should do. Again, this is something that you learn. I'm terrible at sales call, let me be honest. But again, this is what you should do, okay? And some someday after you'll have like plenty of those, like offering the sell, offering the service, you'll get used to it, okay? So just get there with time, okay? No rush. But again, if you'll implement the steps and the things that we've talked about in this interview, I think that you'll do just fine, okay? So again, Ace, thank you so much. It was an amazing interview together. And
thanks for having me, bro.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.